Welcome to the Fondcast. I'm Stefan Rudd. My father was a good man. And he still is. He's still alive today. He's still well. You know, he's in his high 60s. Nearing 70. Yeah, my father has been a great man. You know, he's been there the entire time. From the time I was born until my mother's passing 3 years ago. And I can't imagine a memory and as a child where I didn't see his face or where I didn't see, you know, as far as the big moments in life. The trips to the park, to the amusement parks, Hershey Park and Kings and Minion and Six Flags. And just traveling, you know, the world and not the world per se, but I didn't leave the country as when I was old enough to remember what, you know, I did so. I did when I was a kid, when I was real young. I was in Germany, but I didn't know it. I was like probably 5 years old or so, 4 years old. I don't know how old I was. But my father was a good man, you know, is a good man, a great man. And he's probably one of the greatest men I've known. Because he's been there. It's not because he's like Superman. He doesn't make mistakes. My father was there the entire time. You know, every hospital visit I had. You know, when I got injured and had major injuries, and he was there. Catching the flu, he was there. You know, playing, you know, basketball, you know, in the park, he was there. And to me, that kind of makes him more than a father. It makes him a dad. Because you have people out there who are fathers, but they aren't dads. And my father was a dad. He wasn't just a father. He wasn't just, you know, he didn't have a title and that was it. He actually carried the mantle of what a father means. And so yesterday we had Father's Day. And I want to give him, you know, a quick shout out. He won't hear this broadcast because he doesn't listen to the news. Like, he doesn't really follow the news or, you know, those kind of things. He don't really care. So he'll never hear this broadcast. But in case he does one day, I want him to hear that. That you have to have, in my opinion, to be well-rounded, a male figure for a guy, for a man to have a male figure is important at some point in time in his life. Maybe your father wasn't there for you. Maybe he died some kind of way or was absent. But you have a pastor somewhere, a coach. You know, somebody, there's somebody, I believe, that most people have somebody in their lives that's a strong male figure that helps shape you in ways that you can't learn on your own, especially if you're a man, if you're a male. Like, you need to have that man somewhere. And to me, a father is not necessarily biological, but it's about who is there for you, who counsels you, who picks you up. And if you don't have one at all, then you have Jesus, you have God. And this country has had great fathers. And the fathers of this country here has designed for us the Constitution. The Bill of Rights, which gives us the rights in the Bill of Rights, they don't establish our rights. They give us what we already have at birth. People say, well, this country isn't founded on Christianity because they were all Freemasons, but they don't understand that there are Knights of Templar Masons who are not satanic. They're Christian Masons. I know that shocked people. I know people right now, I'm like, what? There, you know, everything that has an evil side has a good side. Evil is not created on its own. Evil takes what is good and perverts it. Are you hearing me? So we have the, you know, before there was the satanic occult, Freemasons, Then we had the Knights of Templar Masons that were Christian in nature, with the goal to set things right morally, soundly. You know, using wisdom. That's where it came from, and I won't get to this now. But somewhere in the 1400s, somewhere in Scotland, you had the Illuminati, a different group that came in and they infiltrated certain portions of the masonry, and they began. You know, and then now we have years later, hundreds of years later, we have these satanic cults that are stemming out of it. And I'm saying that for a reason, because I'm not Mason at all. I'm Mason at all. But I do have some friends who are on both sides. And not friends on both sides, but I have an associate on the other side that I don't even talk to anymore because of the fact that he is involved with the bad side of it. But this country was founded on godly principles, y'all. What about slavery stuff? Your people, and my people. Shut up. Because the idea of America was freedom. There was slavery all over the world. Look at the Bible. 5,000 years ago, there was slavery in the Bible. Let my people go. What was that? Slavery. White people did not invent slavery, y'all. It's been here since mankind was even around. Because you have people who are arrogant, who are snobby, people who have a God complex, who want to control people. You will always have slavery when you have people like that in the world. So America, the founding fathers, the slavery, most of it was occurring before they formed America. And the idea of America was to create a free nation that was empowered by the people, for the people. What does that mean? It means that the federal government should not have the absolute authority over us. It was never intended to have the government rule over the people. They were only there to manage situations like crime. And so on, and make sure things are settled, disputes are settled decently and in order, to provide security to the people, not to create new laws to enslave us. So the founding fathers, they figured out a long time ago that in order to operate, we have to, you know, successfully as a country, we have to have everyone free. And it took them a long time to achieve that because you had so many idiots out here. They were out there trying to disrupt the vision. You know, when we talk about this stuff here, people look at me like I have three heads. I'm like, yeah, I'm Republican. And the Republican Party was a party that was formed from the Whig Party, which was an anti-slavery party from the creation of the party. And so for people to sit here and say, well, the Republicans had all the slaves, you your brain isn't on right, brother. Because how can a party that was created 30 years after the enslaving party was around, they created a party on the premise of anti-slavery. It astounds me the amount of garbage that people spit out of their mouths because they've been told that and they've never done their own research and use common sense. America's great because the founding fathers are great. George Washington and all of you, I won't go through all the names. They have created laws and a structure and a system that was by God's own heart. That we all have the right to be free, equal, and live in peace and harmony with each other. And nobody's fighting. That was the intent. If you can't see that, then you don't belong in this country, in my opinion. Okay, y'all. So I'm banned again on Facebook. And, you know, this time it's for 30 days. I was banned for exactly what I said I was going to get banned for discussing Cove Feifei. And it was funny, was I wasn't even banned for the post that actually broke down what it was talking about. I was banned for saying I'm going to talk about Cove Feifei, but I'm afraid of getting banned. That's the post that got me banned. So it's remarkable. What are they afraid of? Well, I'm gonna show you why they're afraid of that in a minute, because this whole entire pandemic is gonna be exposed today. So follow me on Telegram, t.me/StuffVonRudd. I post the same thing on Facebook on Telegram, but I'm now off Facebook until the next 20 days. I probably won't come back. I don't know. I might just stay on. If Trump gets his network out there before this all starts, you won't see me again. Ever get over there. Okay. So anyway, Telegram, t.me/StuffVonRudd. I'm also on Rumble. Rumble.com/C/StuffVonRudd, or just look my name, Stefan Rudd, in the search browser, and you'll find my channel. Every podcast that I do, I'll do an audio version and also a video version. The video version doesn't have any video yet. It's just a still shot of an image and be talking. But I'm going to get there soon, because I'm just really, really busy right now. So I'm trying to get things done. And I need better equipment for certain things, so I don't want to just do a half job. So I want to do everything properly, with the right amount of the right touch, the right of whatever, you know what I'm saying. I'm gonna do it right, okay? Using all these big words, the small bigger words. I'm gonna say I want to do the thing right, okay? I want to be nice and easy to follow with quality. So until I can do that, I won't do any live videos yet with me being seen in the background or anything. So also you can follow me on Gab as a backup, at Fon, Phon. And my website is down for a while. I won't have it up for a while. I gotta finish up this contract first, and then, well, I don't have to finish it out, but you know, I'm gonna go ahead and move it over to a different browser, thing probably this week here. So the Phoncast.com. So it's down for now, but for now you can, you know, just keep that, you know, in your bookmarks, because it will be there soon. And then when the site is up again and running on a new host, because they keep on screwing me, you'll be able to watch and listen to every video, every podcast there. And I'll have articles and whatnot, so you can also read things as well. Okay. All right. So we have gone through this before with these people here. And they like to, and I'm gonna finish this monologue a little bit. Just give me about 5 minutes, because Don Lemon had a very stupid comment today, not today, but over the weekend, Sunday. And this is from the America. This is from the postmillennial.com, but it's quoting Don Lemon on when he was on the air, and he said, Don Lemon. This is the headline: CNN is Don Lemon. America doesn't see black people as fully human. And I'm like, here is a black guy. I want you to hear this minute. Here is a black guy who's talking to a largely white audience with a crew member of largely white people, who has book deals that the companies are being controlled by and owned by white people. He had a show on prime time to a largely white audience. And now he's selling a book to white people, mostly. Some blacks too, a lot of blacks too, a lot of Asians and Hispanics. He's on TV talking about how he's telling his white audience how you people who are listening to me and buying my book don't see me as a black man? Don't see me as human? I don't understand how any voter, anybody who watches this guy and nods their head, is a complete idiot. Like, where is your IQ? Your IQ got to be somewhere in the. It don't make any sense to me. You're selling your book to white people mostly. You're making your money. You're rich because of the white person's, you know, the white American's dollars, because they make up. Let's keep it real. White people make up 70% of the country. This is not no racial. This is just facts. So if you're selling your book and making money, you're rich. The chances are, and let's state another fact, half of the black population, if not more, do not spend a lot of time reading. That's a fact too. Not because they don't want to, but because they're just told that in the hoods. I mean, you're shunned in the hoods for being smart. This is a fact. If you're a black man in the hoods and you're smart, I can't tell you how many times, you know, someone wanted to jump me because I was smart. Or, you know, they wanted to bully me because I was smart. And not just me, but whoever else, you know, it's like a tribal, I'm trying to be nice here. It's like an ancient tribal nature that has been created in the black community. And for some reason, a lot of them don't respect intelligence. And if you're intelligent, they call you arrogant. You're a sellout. The point I'm making here is this. We're in America where it's free. He's allowed to say these things. He's allowed to make the money off of the books that he's making, that he's writing, the shows that he's producing. He's talking to a white audience, telling them how you're right. And because his audience are Democrats and they're all idiots. I'm sorry, it was funny to me. Because his audience is all, you know, they're all a bunch of Nimrods. They're not, yeah, Don Levy. I'm so sorry for being racist. I'm going to buy 5 of your books, Don Levy. Really? I tell you, the first white person who cries to me over slavery is getting dropkicked in the chest. I mean, I'm a woo in the chest. Why are you apologizing? Are you racist? Did you slap black people blacks with a whip? Then why are you bowing down and saying apologizing for people you haven't even met? Okay, that isn't the point of the show. I just wanted to, you know, get that out the way. A quick rant, because the show is about Cold Feifei today. But I wanted to get this out because I'm like, how can people watch this crap with a straight face and say, oh, yeah, he's right. We're not humans. Let me go here and do this board meeting. You're the CEO of a company. Oh, yeah, he's right about that. Let me go over here and tell my employees, you know, what today's agenda is. I mean, how dumb are you? And I hear LeBron James nodding his head. Yeah, it's white America. And yet he's selling, you know, his jerseys to white people. My audience here is mostly white. I'm keeping it real here. I haven't felt like I'm not a human with you all. I don't even see the color anymore. It's just a natural thing. I like you. You like me. That's it. Okay. Enough of that garbage. Because I can get really riled up behind that crap. So, I got banned on Facebook for saying Cold Feifei. Just saying it. I'm not talking about, I got banned for explaining what it meant. I got banned for saying the word. And saying, I want to say this, but if I do, I'll get banned. And that's the post that got me banned on Facebook. Well, we know what Cold Feifei is, because Cold Feifei was a tweet made by Trump back in 2017. And I know people say, well, you know what, it means we will rise and all those things here. And it might have multiple meanings. In the Arabic or something, whatever, it might have multiple meanings. I get that. There was also a Cold Feifei bill, which was designed to make the president to secure his social media accounts. One of the things that it was trying to do, so that he couldn't be banned from social media. It was trying to render social media a basically a public utility in a sense for the president, where you couldn't ban him. So he knew years in advance that they would ban him on Twitter and Facebook and then YouTube. Okay, that's all. That was all known. So it may have other applications, but there is actually a scientific application as well for this. I've already discussed it on Facebook and Twitter and Telegram, but I'll do it again. So COFEFE is the scientific formula for fusion of metal, rather for a fusion of metal that creates a magnet that blocks the radiation and pulls a lot of the harmful particles or signals out of the 5G. Co is cobalt, V is vanadium, which is like a liquefied metal that kind of fuses everything together, together. And then two parts iron. Okay, so you would take that metal infusion, put it together, and you will wrap that. You will line up the towers with that metal. And what it does is, it creates a magnet that pulls out the radiation. Not all of it, but it'll pull out enough so that it won't be dangerous to us. Okay. And that's what happened there. I'm pausing because I'm trying to line this out just right, because it's going to be, it gets really weird, but you're going to see why things happened the way they did. So when Trump tweeted out COFEFE, he was letting him know, I know what you're doing and I'm going to stop it. Now, the coronavirus came on the scene in 2019 in Wuhan, China. Now, everything that we're hearing about coronavirus is complete garbage. This is why I don't spend time discussing that. I see other people talking about it. That's fine. You can go ahead and talk about it. Patriots or whatnot. But when you know too much, I cannot play along with the crap anymore. I can't sit here and pretend that people are really getting sick with COVID. I can't do it. So the coronavirus, it is a real virus. But it is a common cold. The coronavirus was discovered in the 60s, y'all. Now, it's been around for decades, but it was discovered in the 60s. The coronavirus is the actual makeup of the common cold. It is also the very thing that leads to flu and pneumonia. Before you get the flu and pneumonia, you have coronavirus. Are you hearing me? They call it the common cold for a reason, because everybody has this RNA in their body. Even if you're fully healed, you're going to have dead RNA of coronavirus in your body. Every single body has dead RNA of coronavirus. I want to say right now, out in front first. So get in your head. Everybody in the world for decades, millennia. I don't know how long it's been around, but I'm just saying. At least during the time when they discovered this thing in the 60s. Now, I would assume since the beginning of the fall of man, everyone has had coronavirus in their body, whether it be active and you're coughing and sneezing, or it be dead RNA where you're not, you know, the cold has left your body. But the dead RNA that created the code is still there. So when you get tested, you're picking up dead RNA. Most people are picking up dead RNA. This is why they say, well, you don't have any symptoms, but you can still be contagious. It's all crap. Because you're not contagious without symptoms with a code. The symptoms are what makes you contagious. Duh. Why? Because is now affecting your body. You're sneezing, you're coughing, your nose is running, you're wiping, you're touching. You're now contagious. it's not like a regular Ebola virus or anything where just breathing is contagious. You know, or you know, you have to have symptoms somewhere. Headaches, headaches, dizziness, something. To show that you know, that the RNA in your body is actually active. Because if the RNA is dead, then yes, you will be able to detect it with the test, but it's not going to, you know, it's not picking up live RNA. And even the person that created the test, the swab test for COVID, he said that it wasn't designed to test for COVID. Because it tests, why? Because everything that you pick up, dead or live RNA, is going to show as a positive test. That's why this is a farce, number one. But back over to COVID, Fei-Fei. So there is you create a magnet that pulls out the harmful stuff in the 5G towers. 5G uses radio waves, okay? It's all radio waves so that your phone can be powered and you can have the internet and everything. 5G powers the radio, TVs, everything, okay? It even powers things in your hospital, you know. Now, so radio waves are everywhere. But because you have to, you know, when you, I'm trying to be as simple as possible because I don't want to be over go over your head here. So when you have the radio waves, to make a speed faster with your phone, so say your phone is slow today because you have a slower push of the radio waves, right, to the phones. So in order for you to have, you know, a faster connection with your internet or your phone service, you know, at all, your cell phone service, you have to push those waves out faster. And so when they do that, in order to do that, they use microwaves. Microwaves push the signal out a lot faster so that, you know, it can hit your phone and the speeds are like boom, boom, boom. It's moving. Okay, you can download videos in seconds, okay? But when you have a slower push of the radio waves, you have slower speed. So all 5G is, they had to up the microwave output to be able to push the radio waves faster so that your phone can load faster. Now, I know it's technical, but I have to break this down first so you can understand. Now, the microwaves use radiation, y'all. It's dangerous. So you have to line up the towers with the cold Fei-Fei metal fusion, you know, which is again cobalt, vanadium, and iron. You have to use, and it's two parts iron. You have to use that fusion to create a magnet so you can pull the harmful radiation out of the signal. It still pushes the signal of the radio waves out faster, but you don't have all this unnecessary radiation coming out and hitting people in it to a level where we can, you know, just drop dead in the street. Right? Now watch, this is important. Now watch this. So if you don't have those towers lined up with the cold Fei-Fei fusion of metal, the magnet, electromagnet that pulls the harmful signals out of the towers, right? Then when you start to activate the 5G and pushing out all of that radiation, what's going to happen is you're going to kill people dead in the street. I mean, some people will literally drop dead in the streets. Okay. So this tech was rolled out first in where? In Wuhan, China. They kind of spearheaded the 5G movement, the 5G technical movement. So the lab that was doing all this was in Wuhan, the same place where the coronavirus is said to be created. Now, see, this is why I can't really take the news seriously, and Trump is playing along. He knows everything I'm saying right now. Trump knows this stuff, but he's playing along for now because he wants them to hang themselves. So we're all discussing a virus being created in the lab when there are it's been reported since before the COVID thing started that the coronavirus itself was already discovered way back in the 60s from I think some lady in the UK. I can't remember her name now offhand. A doctor found this out, and she discovered this thing, and then that's how we know what the coronavirus is, right? So now we're saying that it was in a lab, it was engineered in the lab, and everyone is saying the same garbage. This is all the cover story. This is all in front of the news, because the world believes that there is a real pandemic here. Now watch this. I'm gonna read something to you here. I'm gonna read to you. I just tell you what it says here. Remember when the COVID thing started in Wuhan, and some of us were already watching this stuff here online before the news hit it in the U.S. in I think January or February of 2020. We were seeing it online in like November of 2019. Okay, we saw it online. People were dropping dead in the streets in Wuhan, coughing up blood. You know, just having all kinds of issues. People sitting on the bus, and then all of a sudden they just, boom, you know, they threw up blood and fell out on the street dead, right? So here's what someone wrote about this COVID thing. It says it's an alloy of cobalt, vanadium, and iron, creating a magnetic material that will also facilitate many innovative technological advances for our future, including space travel. Okay? Co-Fei-Fei essentially cleanses the impurities from the 5G and works on an ionic level to keep oxygen from being depleted. To keep oxygen from being depleted. That's important. I want you to understand that that's a very important, because one of the biggest symptoms of COVID was what? Respiratory failure, right? People couldn't breathe. They were dying because they couldn't catch their breath. This is caused by the toxins that are in the 5G signal. Okay. So now he says that this renders the signal harmless. Now, by the way, just so you know, y'all, microwaves, you could turn frequencies into weapons. Different levels, different frequencies. If aimed at a person, you can cause them to have a heart attack, make them sick, make them go crazy and do crazy stuff. This is all, if you ever do a search on this stuff here, you'll watch a few doctors explain this stuff here to you, as I was talking about. You'll find out that they can use radio waves for a lot of stuff, y'all. Like now in the military, now they're actually using radio wave tech to create guns, and they're now creating these lasers where they can aim at a drone, and the drone will just fall out of the sky. Why? How? It's not like for Star Wars and or the movies. They really do have energy guns now. So when a deep state unleashed their virus in China, watch this here, what they did was make every citizen receive a vaccine the year prior, which had the virus in it. And when they were ready to unleash the virus to the media, they turned on the 5G towers. You hearing this? This here was written, this guy, this article was written not very well, by the way, but it was written back in August of last year. So this is like months after this all started. Excuse me, this all started. So he says, unfortunately, in China, the towers are still dangerous. But this is why you've seen footage of people collapsing on the spot. It was a combination of the mandatory shots. You hear that? Mandatory shots plus 5G. Here in America, we did not see the same outcome as we did in China, even though many people have received shots with the COVID-19 virus in it. Why? He says our 5G towers have been made safe in 2019. So now, here's what he's saying. Let me explain what he's saying here. What he's saying was, the shots that they were getting, that they got last year for the flu in Wuhan, those shots, they had something in it that would interact with the 5G, and it would kill them. Now, they had two things happening at one time here. It wouldn't kill them, but it made them sick. They had two things happening at one time here. They had flu shots that were contaminated with the COVID-19 virus and probably other stuff too, like nanobites, who knows. They had the COVID shot, or rather the flu shot in 2019 that had the COVID-19 shot or a virus in it and other things. And then when they turned the 5G on in Wuhan, then it made them sick. But also because their towers were not layered with the COVID-19 technology. You hearing this? You had people throwing up blood, dropping dead in the streets. Because not only were the radio waves screwing with the vaccine ingredients that was not in their bodies, but it also, the towers also were not lined with the right metal, so they was getting radiation poisoning. Now, before I go any further, I want you to read something here real quick. I'm going to tell you what it is. The symptoms of microwave illness, and this is also radio waves as well. I'm going to read some of these to you. Headaches, dizziness, nausea, memory loss, brain damage, mood disorder, tinnitus, hearing loss, insomnia, troubles breathing. Are you hearing this? We can go on. Skin rash, itchy skin, burning skin, tingling skin, tremors. Tremors? Aren't we seeing people now in videos shaking after getting the COVID vaccine? Tremors. A sign of radiation poisoning. You hear me? Muscle spasms, muscle and joint pain, which is commonly one of the pains of the flu, right? I'm sorry, one of the symptoms of the flu and the COVID. ADHD, anxiety, depression, abdominal pain. I can keep reading, y'all. This is like, you know, probably 30 or 40 long. And if I keep reading, you're going to hear the same exact symptoms that we were told were from the COVID virus. Well, how was that possible? Because the people were not getting COVID. They were getting radiation poisoning. The radiation was poisoning people. The entire pandemic was, now it was planned now. Because what this guy is saying now, what he's alleging is that in Wuhan in China, and Wuhan was the test area for all this here, they gave everyone the vaccine a year in advance, and the vaccine was contaminated. So when the vaccine was given to them, right, then they turned the 5G on, and the 5G made them sick, but also because their towers were not layered with the right metal, some people just died in the street. They threw up blood, and just and by the way, in here it does says, you know, here vomiting blood. That's one of the symptoms of radiation poisoning. You can throw up blood, bronchitis, pneumonia, inflamed sinus. I can keep going. So the symptoms basically everything we've seen on TV. People falling out of the streets and dropping dead and throwing up blood in the beginning in Wuhan. This happened in Wuhan. It happened over here. You didn't see people falling out of the streets over here in the U.S. Why? Because Trump had already lined the towers up with the right metal. However, because people were getting the flu shot the year before, they were also getting the COVID. Isn't it interesting how the people who got COVID initially were people who always get the flu shot? Why didn't I get it? Because I don't get the flu shot. Now, of course, you can get the virus from someone else, obviously, or the not the virus, but you can get the flu and have the same symptoms as that, because it's all the same. COVID, you know, and COVID causes the flu. COVID causes the common cold, and the cold can morph into a flu, can lead to a, you know, lead to you getting the flu by weakening your immune system. Are you hearing me? So in America now, we had people that were getting the flu shot. Now, this is why they were conditioning you to get the flu shot for the last, you know, 20, 30 years. Because at some point, they have to get you to trust getting the flu shot so that they can, at some point, poison the flu shot with something that's going to help them make you sick so they can create a false pandemic and make you believe that the world needs to shut down. So they can, you know, start to implement new rules and new laws. You hear me, y'all? So when Trump in the beginning now, when he was saying he was speaking out against the flu, or rather the vaccines and stuff, the flu shots, it was because he already knows what's going on. He has the intel. He knew what was happening. And he knew that everyone was getting the flu shot. Everyone who got the flu shot were the same ones that got sick first. They were the same ones that got sick first. Why? Because after 5G was activated in the U.S. and you already had your shots ready, what happened then? People got sick. People got sick. And they call it the COVID virus. Not everyone that got the flu shot got it, because some people got the flu shot and didn't get sick. But the point I'm making is here. Is that was their plan. They tested it out in Wuhan, and it worked. Now, in the U.S., Trump, he lined the towers up the year before all over the U.S. with the right alloys, with the right magnetic, you know, alloy, so that we wouldn't drop dead in the streets. Because what they really wanted was for all of us to drop dead in the streets, like in Wuhan. That's what they, I'm telling you, Trump, he foiled their plan hugely, bigly. and this is why they're so mad, because now it makes you wonder, well, you know, like they couldn't, you know, achieve their goal. Now they're struggling to achieve the same results. Now, if people had dropped dead in the streets, throwing up blood and whatnot, he would have had everything. They would have had everything they wanted right there, handing them on a platter. I would be scared. Okay, I would be scared if someone on a bus or something, whatever, or on a sidewalk just dropped dead, you know, throwing up blood, dropped dead. I would be scared. You would have me wearing a mask behind that crap. But it didn't work. Trump countered it. And so when they turned the 5G on in this country, nothing happened. So they had to, you know, start forcing people to go into nursing homes who were sick to boost the numbers up. Are you hearing me? So whatever they're doing here is, there's something that's in the vaccines that they were using to interact with their 5G. And they can send a signal to your body and make you sick. This is their plan, y'all. This is their evil inventions. This is why, you know, Trump was against it. Now, as a sidebar, and I won't get deep into this here because I'm running out of time here. As a sidebar, Trump had, they do have med beds, y'all. They have med beds. And I won't get deep in it because it's a long topic, but the medical beds, remember Trump at one time, I think it was in June somewhere, June of 2019 or something like that. I can't remember when he said this stuff. Maybe 18, I don't know. But somewhere in June of one of these years, I can't remember, June 14th, something like that. He said there would be a time will come where the hospital will be obsolete. What does he mean by that? Well, the med beds, they cure almost everything, y'all. They cure autism because it literally reverses, you know, the effects of all vaccines. So if you got a vaccine, if you have, you know, have history of getting vaccines, it can reverse the vaccines. They say it cures cancer. It removes tumors. It restores the DNA back to normal. This is real stuff here. This is not old tech, y'all, by the way. This tech been around for like 50 years. It's gotten better over the years. But it's been around for a long time. And now they're finally going to try to make this, more mainstream now. Where instead of, going to the hospital, you'll be in a med bed where you can just get healed. You have cancer. It'll reverse the cancer. They allege that you can reverse ALS in 3 minutes. 3 minutes. And I'm not going to go into details with that. So when Trump is like saying the vaccine is safe and everything, it's probably multifold, really. He probably doesn't even know what's in it, in some of it. But if he does know, he's probably assuming that the med beds will reverse all that stuff. It won't matter. When this is over and exposed, it won't matter because you can reverse a lot of stuff already. Now, some people died. I get it. But guess what? They were going to get the vaccine either way. Trump ain't that powerful where people, hey, I worship you, Trump. I'm not going to get the vaccine. I'll get the vaccine because you said it. No. If you get vaccines, you will get it. If you had a job that required it and you don't want to lose it, you will get it. It ain't his fault that people get vaccines. So the entire pandemic is based on the premise of a virus that is common to everybody. But what happened is what they engineered was in the lab. And this part is true now. This is why Congressman Rand Paul, why he's bringing up now, because he understands what's happening here. Yes, it's modified, but how was it modified? It was modified. Now, he can't say it yet. It was the vaccines that were modified. The virus itself, they tried to modify it, and they couldn't modify it. So they modified the vaccine instead. Well, I'm sorry, they did modify the virus, but you couldn't contract it just by breathing the air. You had to get, it put inside of you. You hear me? So they give it to people in the flu shot that was contaminated, and then when you cough or you sneeze on somebody else, whatever, obviously they'll get those particles. So that's how they got it into the system here. Everyone who had the flu shot in 2019, you all got poisoned with this thing, and when you coughed or sneezed, it spread it. So that when they were ready, they turned the signal on. And everyone who was around that a lot had the problems. That's how they worked, though. But they wanted everyone falling out on the street. It didn't happen because Trump countered it. This is a war. This is why Trump is talking about active war and talking about they owe us money. It's because he understands what they were doing, what they were engineering in the lab. But he can't say yes. Now, what does this mean? It means Big Pharma is going to be destroyed. When this all comes out, Big Pharma is done. Big Pharma meaning, you know what Big Pharma is. Because we get our vaccines from where? China. Our pain meds, our medicine, our medical supply, everything comes from China now. Our cell phones, everything does. So this was all to take down the entire operation, y'all. And this is why every time I post Cold Faith Day, I get banned on Facebook within like not even a day. Most times, because they know that I'm touching on something that's going to bury them all. These people are going to get, they're going to get more. They're going to be shot. Firing squad shot. I'm telling you. I'm not saying citizens. I'm saying they're going to be. Let me be clear with this. I don't want anybody to say, oh, he's trying to incite a riot. They're going to be led to the Gitmo, and given the firing squad for this. This is going to bury a lot of corporations. It's going to bury the NIH. This is just my opinion, y'all. I'm gonna say it. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I believe they're going to shut the NIH down. I believe they're going to shut it down. I believe they'll keep it, though. Some doctors, that are good to study certain things. But I believe they're going to shut that down when this is over. They're going to gut that entire. Trump is going to slim the government down to a smaller number and keep it small. Because it's easier to manage a smaller group of experts or so-called experts than it is to manage, you know, a large and growing and swelling group of or company of doctors and scientists. Why? Because when you have that many people, number one, this whistleblower from China, excuse me, she said that I think it was he actually said that the name isn't revealed yet, but we know that it's a whistleblower who's working with the feds, with the military and the feds, the good feds, and basically, he or she said that 1/3 of all Chinese students are spies. That's a lot. It's a lot, and I'm wondering how many of the other races too are in bed with these guys. So how many spies do we have here, y'all? Half? A lot of spies. So when this is done, a lot of companies are going to shut down. The truth about what's been causing ALS and cancer over the last 100 years or so will come out, and it's going to be a major, major. And I believe this is the one thing that will unite people together. When they hear that you've been made sick by these companies that we've stopped and shut down, that's going to cause a lot of problems for folks on both sides of the aisle. Now, I'm not sure we're going to know what happens after that. Riots, who knows? But the world must know what's happening here. And I believe this is why Trump is letting this thing play out the way it is. So I can go further, but you know, the point is, you got the point here. Everything here that happened in the end of last year is going to expose the entire beast. Not just COVID and it being a hoax, but Big Pharma and them poisoning you for years. Not just, you know, poisoning you this year. They've been poisoning us for decades. Not just in the vaccines, in the medicines. They've been poisoning us with the food supply. It's going to be exposed. And we're going to stop buying any supplies from China. It's a wrap. This is an act of war. And when Trump says that he wants the Chinese government to pay $12 trillion and whatever, what he's really saying is we're going, and there's actually a person, a senator or congressman or whatever, who's trying to pass a bill now, or senator, to pass a bill now that will freeze the assets of any Chinese-owned companies in the U.S. until they pay up the $12 trillion. And it won't pass the Congress. It's Congress. It won't pass Congress. But now anyway. But that's the idea here, that they're trying to get it out there into the open. It's because this is what's going to happen. This is how Trump's going to remove them from power. They're not going to pay. So what would he do? He would freeze their assets. He would take their company from them. And then I believe he would give that money back to the people. There will be many, many lawsuits, many civil suits, criminal lawsuits, civil suits, class actions. This will be a lot of lawsuits, y'all, coming up here, and I believe we're going to have this thing overturned. I'm not sure what Trump's going to do when he's back in office again. I can't tell you that. I'm not God, but I'm going to assume that he has good intentions here to return to office. And if not, we'll find out. But, you know, but the point is, I believe that we're going to have this thing overturned, okay? And we're almost to the end here. So just be in faith and keep praying, keep believing that God can make this happen. Keep praying for the soldiers out there whose lives are on the line every day, Trump's life on the line every day, Dan Scavino, you know, and you know, the Flynns, you know, the ones out there on the front lines who are pushing out this entire plan, okay? And I'll see you on the next broadcast.